a Brazilian boy named Lucas, who at the time of the incident was 5, received a miraculous healing through the intercession of the little shepherds Francisco and Jacinta after falling out of a window and falling into a coma, a story that was told by the healed boy's parents. João Batista and Lucila Yuri are Lucas's parents, and during the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima in 2017, they reported the whole story of the miracle that had led to the canonization of the Sia siblings of Fatima. My name is João Batista. This is my wife Lucila Yuri. On the 3rd of March 2013 at 8 p.m, our son Lucas, who was playing with his sister Eduarda, fell from a window from a height of 6.5 meters. He was 5 years old. He fell on his head and had severe concussion with loss of brain tissue. He was treated in our city, Juranda, but due to the severity of his clinical condition, was transferred to the hospital of Campo Mourão in Paraná. The trip lasted almost an hour. He arrived in deep coma. He had 2 cardiac arrests and underwent an emergency operation. The doctor said he had very little chance of survival. We started praying to Jesus and Our Lady of Fatima, to whom we have great devotion. The next day, we called Campo Mourão Carmel, asking the sisters to pray for our little boy. The sister who got the phone call did not pass on the message to the community. They were in their hour of silence and she thought, "The little boy will die. I will pray for the family." As the days went by, Lucas became worse. On the 6th of March, the doctors thought of transferring him to another hospital since there were no basic conditions for someone his age. They told us that the chances of survival were low, and if he survived, recuperation would be very slow and he would almost certainly have cognitive impairment or even be in a vegetative state. We again phoned the Carmel. On that day, the sister transmitted the message to the community. One of the sisters ran to the relics of Blessed Francisco and Jacinta that were near the tabernacle and felt the need to pray, "Little shepherds, save this boy, who is a child like you." She was able to convince the rest of the community to pray only through the intercession of the shepherd children, and so they did. And we, as a family, began also to pray to the little shepherd children. And 2 days later, on the 9th of March, Lucas woke up well and started to talk, asking for his sister. On the 11th, he left ICU, and on the 15th, he was discharged. He is perfectly well, without any symptoms or side effects. What Lucas was before the accident, he is now. His intelligence, his personality, everything is the same. The doctors, some were non-believers, said there was no explanation for this recovery. We want to thank the medical staff that looked after Lucas, as well as the postulation of Francisco and Jacinta Marto, represented by Sister Angela, for all the care given during the whole process until the canonization. We also thank the Sanctuary of Fatima for the invitation to witness this moment of grace. However, we cannot forget to thank all those who prayed for Lucas. We give thanks to God for healing Lucas, and we know with all the faith in our heart that this miracle was achieved through the little shepherds Francisco and Jacinta. We are overjoyed that this is the miracle that canonizes them. But most of all, we feel the blessing of friendship of these 2 children who helped our little boy and who now help our family. Saints Jacinta and Francisco were canonized in 2017 on the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima, both becoming the youngest non-martyrs to be canonized within the Catholic Church. Born in Portugal in 1910, Jacinta was the youngest of the 3 visionaries at Fatima. She was known as a joyful and well-liked child who loved her cousin Lucia very much. In order to spend more time with Lucia, Francisco and Jacinta were permitted to shepherd with Lucia. Even before the apparitions at Fatima took place, Jacinta was known for her deep love for the Lord. In her memoirs, Lucia recounted the time in which she told Jacinta about the sufferings of Jesus. Jacinta responded to Lucia, "Our poor dear Lord, I'll never sin again. I don't want our Lord to suffer anymore." On May the 13th, 1917, when Jacinta was just 7 years old, Our Lady appeared to Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta for the first time. These apparitions continued between May of 1917 and October of 1917. At Fatima, Our Lady asked the children to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world and an end to the war, and to make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. While all the children followed Our Lady's instructions, Jacinta particularly was drawn to making sacrifices for sinners. This was particularly evident when Jacinta and her brother contracted influenza in 1920. While sick in bed, Our Lady came to visit Francisco and Jacinta again. Of this experience, Jacinta said, "Our Lady came to see us. She told us she would come to take Francisco to heaven very soon. And she asked me if I still wanted to convert more sinners. I said I did. Furthermore, when Francisco was near death, Jacinta told him, 'Give all my love to our Lord and Our Lady, and tell them that I'll suffer as much as they want for the conversion of sinners and in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.'" On February the 20th, 1920, at the age of 9, Jacinta died. Saints Jacinta and Francisco are celebrated on the date of Jacinta's death, February the 20th. Saints Jacinta and Francisco Marto, pray for us.